grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. If you ask people in our society, do you believe in God? Those who take these polls tell us that nearly 90% of the people will answer in the affirmative. But if you ask these same people to tell you who is God, a majority of those who responded yes to the previous question about the existence of God will greet your second question about the nature of God with silence. The truth is, a lot of people want a generic God. They do want him there when they need him, but otherwise, they don't want to be bothered with the details. I figure it's kind of like having car insurance. I have it, so do you. And I really don't want to be bothered with the details of my car insurance unless I have an accident and I need it. Then I am interested in the details and I call my agent wanting the very best coverage possible. There are far too many people who are comfortable with an unknown God. They don't want to know the details. But when trouble comes, oh yeah, they want the best coverage possible. They want God to make a commitment to them, even though they are not ready to make a commitment to him. Now you and I know that God's made a commitment to us, and that commitment began in creation. He has revealed himself through his mighty works. We see his majesty. We see his power in creation. But my friends, knowing God's majesty, knowing his power in creation, is not to truly know God. For God's greatest commitment to us is never to be seen in nature. It can only be known through the revealed word of God. Oh yes, God's power, his majesty, his might, his glory are revealed awesomely in the display of creation. But what about his love, his compassion, his grace, his mercy? Where are they revealed? Only in his word. If one keeps one's distance by only acknowledging the existence of some unknown God, a generic God, one never knows the comfort and the peace that comes from God alone. And one is truly alone in life. And when life's troubles come, and my friends, you know trouble comes, one does not know the details about God's love. They do not know about God's compassion for the lost. 24 years ago, I was seated where you are today. It was right here in this chapel on this campus. And I had in my hand a call document to Christ Lutheran Church. And I was excited. And I was scared. Truth be known, I was overwhelmed at what was going to be happening to me in the next few months. But there is a truth, my brothers in Christ, that brings us comfort and a humble confidence. We come to bring a message. It is not a message about an unknown, generic God. It is a message of comfort and peace and salvation about the known God, the only true God. When you leave this place, you will not leave here alone. You go with God's blessings, and you go in His presence. The Spirit of truth accompanies you. You go to proclaim His message. It is the message of the God who has made Himself known. He revealed Himself in all of His fullness, in all of His glory on the cross of Calvary. He rose in victory over sin, death, and the devil on Easter Sunday. He revealed Himself to His disciples, and He has fulfilled His promise to send another counselor who will be with us forever. Yes, we do live in a society where many are well satisfied with this unknown, nebulous God concept. They are satisfied until the accidents of life assail them, and it is then they want to know that this unknown God is their God and that they have full coverage throughout all the trials and tribulations of life. And as pastors in God's church, as shepherds of the flock over which God has made us overseers, we are to lovingly, passionately, convincingly proclaim the known God, the triune God. There will be days when you feel like an orphan. I know, been there. The first years of ministry are so exciting, and yet they are so challenging. It is important to have a brother pastor as your friend and confidant. You've learned many, many wonderful things here at the seminary, but you can't learn it all in your brief time here. And besides, some things are best learned as you live them. Having someone to befriend you, having someone to give ear to you is so very important. It is good to let God work in your life through the consolation of the brothers. And at the same time, it is even more important to remember the words of our Savior. He will not leave you as orphans, even though there will be times when you will feel as if you are one. Remember, He comes to you in His word. He comes to you in the sacraments. He dwells with you by the power of His most Holy Spirit. And He has given you a message to proclaim, a message that our world so desperately needs to hear. There are far too many voices content with an unknown God. But my brothers in Christ, we are not. He has revealed Himself to us, and it is Him that you leave this place to proclaim. Amen.